Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Interim City Manager Charlie DeSell about the process of the Indianola City Council searching for a new city manager.
Indianola City Council met in special session Monday evening, just talking about and receiving presentations from recruitment firms regarding the hiring of a new city manager. Charlie, tell us a little bit about what that entailed and kind of what the council was presented with Monday evening.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So the City Council last night got presentations from three of the recruiting firms that had sent in proposals to help the city hire a new city manager now with the departure of Ryan Waller. So three firms that gave presentations last night were Baker Tilly, GovHR, and Hinson Consulting Services. And those three were selected after a review of RFPs that the city received from multiple other recruiting firms. So again, last night we gave each firm about 20 minutes to give a presentation, and then did about a 10-minute question and answer session with each of them. Now moving forward, what we will do is on the next City Council agenda, their regular agenda for December 6th, we will have an item on that agenda for the council to make a decision on what firm they intend to use moving forward.
We'll talk about some of the questions, I think, just in general that are posed to recruitment firms as far as what the council was looking for in what they have in their mind for a search for a new city manager.
Really one of the more important things, obviously, in anything that anybody does is cost of services. So that was one question that was asked to each of the recruiting firms, kind of what the proposed cost to perform those services was. Other questions we looked at, I think another important one was time frame on when kind of they would expect us to be able to hire a city manager after the processes that they take. And then other things, you know, just looking kind of digging into some of their past experiences with other cities in Iowa, and who they've worked with, who they haven't worked with, and just kind of doing some of those reference checks and backgrounds through that. So those were some of the more important questions that I think were asked. And then, you know, not time frame, but process is always a big one as well, is kind of, you know, what do you intend to do? How do you reach out to people? Do you make people respond? You or do you blindly reach out to some of these candidates, things like that. So, you know, and I think for the most part, most of the firms that we had last night, those answers were always consistent. I think most of them kind of practice the same things in terms of processes on this hiring process.
Well, I know nothing is set in stone right now, and obviously it's ultimately up to the council on what they want to do and a new council coming in come January. But talk about that overall timeline, what is estimated right now, and again, a lot of things up in the air, nothing set in stone, but what does the current council view as far as the timeline on hiring a new city manager?
Yeah, so I think what we can tell you at this point is it's looking to be kind of a 3 to 4 month process to the point to where you have extended an offer and hopefully have an offer extended on a position. Now, then there's typically another month to maybe even 2 months that the preferred candidate may require to give notice to their current employer prior to them leaving. So, you know, overall, I think kind of what we have been looking at from the staff level is, you know, anywhere from maybe a 4 to 6 month process that really kicked off, I think, last night in those interviews. So, you know, you look at it and you're kind of targeting sometime in May, possibly having a new city manager starting in that role. And I think that's consistent. But, you know, the thing you have to look at, especially in the time of year that we're at, is holidays kind of play into that as well. You don't necessarily want to be full-on recruiting a new city manager in the midst of the holiday season because some people's focuses are on other things at that point in time. And then, you know, the other thing is if we get a pool of candidates and we go through an interview process and the council decides that they want to continue that process and maybe seek other candidates, you know, that timeline can be extended because of that as well. So, you know, I think the easiest thing to say right now would be a minimum. We're probably looking at a 4 to 5 month process. And, you know, it could end up taking longer based off multiple factors.
Thanks to Charlie DeSell for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.